At the same time, pantheism can be used as a stage in bringing people from theism to atheistic materialism. In religion, pantheism is most often expressed as naturalism, the doctrine that religious truth is derived from nature, not from revelation. Thus we saw the blasphemous Ark of Hope wedded to the Earth Charter in some bizarre New Age neo-pagan ceremonies leading up to the recent Earth Summit 2 in Johannesburg in September. The Ark of Hope, as it is called, is a sacrilegious mockery of the biblical Ark of the Covenant constructed by Moses to bear the Ten Commandments. We published an article about that, of course, in the New American, and that has stirred a great deal of interest all around. We are very gratified that our article stirred the interest of Professor Stephen Rockefeller, chairman of the Earth Charter Drafting Committee and chairman of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Dr. Rockefeller sent us a letter taking umbrage with our exposé. The article, Rockefeller said, quote, contains some misunderstandings, unquote, about the Earth Charter Initiative, which he then purported to correct. Dr. Rockefeller begins his letter with this point, quote, the Earth Charter is the product of a worldwide, cross-cultural, interfaith dialogue on common goals and shared values that has been conducted as a civil society initiative, end quote. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? To which I respond to the contrary. The global campaign for the charter is not a grassroots bottom-up effort, but a closely controlled top-down operation masquerading as dialogue. The charter was cobbled together under the leadership of Dr. Rockefeller, along with lifelong communist Mikhail Gorbachev, representing Green Cross International. It also included Earth Summit 1 General Secretary Maurice Strong, representing the Earth Council, and representatives from the government of the Netherlands. So, who are the eminent persons, as Gorbachev calls them, who have drawn up this charter's principles to guide the conduct of individuals, organizations, businesses, and governments, and transnational institutions? That's what they claim it's for. Well, Leonardo Boff, the radical Marxist author and proponent of liberation theology. Some of the more familiar names at Green Cross International include Yoko Ono, widow of John Lennon, Robert Redford, Ted Turner. Earth Council luminaries include Jimmy Carter, Robert McNamara, Bishop Desmond Tutu. Not exactly your grassroots representatives. Now, Dr. Rockefeller and his associates will no doubt point to the Earth Charter Community Summits that took place in dozens of cities around the world on September 28th as proof that the Charter has global popular support. The so-called Community Summits demonstrated that in spite of all of the hype and funding that have been lavished on this effort, popular support is nil. Despite considerable promotion, favorable media treatment, and summit venues in the heart of liberal left activist communities, the summits, as measured by attendance, were complete flops, belying the claims of the Earth Charter organizers that they represent a global, popular, grassroots movement. The San Francisco summit that I attended was expected to be the largest gathering of all of them. It fluctuated between only 65 and 150 attendees, in San Francisco, no less. The largest summit attendance appears to have been in Burlington, Vermont, which boasted a high, during its highest point there when Dr. Rockefeller was there, of 350 to 400 in attendance. That was, of course, Dr. Rockefeller's home ground, and obviously Rockefeller money helps, but it was still a flop by any realistic standard. The organizers and the attendees of the summits proved to be the ultra-radical political and environmentalists. In Los Angeles, for example, the program was kicked off by none other than Irving Sarnoff, who is a longtime activist and official for the Communist Party USA. He's been with them for over half a century. The so-called peace and environmental organizations represented at these summits, like those at the higher levels, run by Rockefeller, Gorbachev, etc., are completely synthetic facades. Without continued funding from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, run by Stephen Rockefeller, the United Nations Foundation, run by and funded by Ted Turner, the Ford Foundation, the World Bank, various UN spigots, and other foundation and government grants, this supposed voice of global civil society would not exist. Now, surely Professor Rockefeller knows this full well. This is not genuine diversity and dialogue, but merely the amplified echo chamber chatterings of like-minded internationalists whose opinions differ only as to the optimum speed of the train, not as to its final destination. Another Rockefeller point, quote, "The Earth Charter encourages the religions of the world and faith communities to embrace an ethic of respect and care for all people. It is not the purpose or interest of the Earth Charter Initiative to create a new world religion." End quote. Dr. Rockefeller knows better than this, for he has been at the forefront of the movement to create a new age global syncretic faith for many years. Along with other members of the Rockefeller family, he has been one of the major patrons of the Episcopalian Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City. It is one of the most prestigious fronts of New Age proselytizing, and has been for decades. The cathedral has been the home for many years, for instance, for the Lindisfarne Institute and the Institute's founder, New Age guru William Irwin Thompson. According to Thompson, quote, "We have now a new spirituality, what has been called the New Age movement. The planetization of the esoteric has been going on for some time. This is now beginning to influence concepts of politics and community in ecology. This is the Gaia, Mother Earth politik, planetary culture. What's more," says Thompson, "the time, quote, of the independent nation state, sovereign nation state with sovereign individual in his private property is over. Just as the Christian fundamentalist days are about to be over," end quote. Yes, these schemers intend to put an end to national sovereignty, to individuality, to private property, and to Christianity. Rockefeller's close friend and fellow Earth Charter promoter, Maurice Strong, is a longtime officer in this same William Irwin Thompson's Lindisfarne Center and shares his New Age occult Christian beliefs. Let us remind you, Maurice Strong has been one of the key people in producing this Earth Charter. Back to Rockefeller. He says, quote, "The Earth Charter teaches respect for nature, including Earth, our planetary home. But there's nothing in the Earth Charter about worship of Earth," end quote. True, the Earth Charter does not explicitly say anything about worshiping the Earth, but in this it follows the pattern of most UN documents, which are notorious for vague verbiage that sounds innocent until it is officially interpreted by internationalist experts. But the Earth Charter advocates and their UN allies have by word and deed shown that neo-pagan Earth worship is precisely what they are promoting. They are proceeding as rapidly and as openly as they dare, hoping not to alarm any large segment of the world's religious communities with their subversive agenda before it has become firmly set in place. Maurice Strong opened Earth Summit 1, I was there, I witnessed this, it's on videotape, with the Declaration of the Earth Summit, Declaration of the Sacred Earth, accompanied by indigenous animist earth worship ceremonies. This has become standard practice at UN convocations. Mr. Strong also declared there, quote, "We must transform our attitudes and values and adopt a renewed respect for the superior laws of divine nature," end quote, divine nature. This adds new meaning to the Charter's assertion that the protection of Earth, as defined by the UN, is, quote, "our sacred trust." But there's good news in all of this. We are waking the American people with this issue. Many of the other dangers that we point to involving the UN on disarmament, the International Criminal Court, global taxation, etc., these are very real. But they seem very remote, far off. It is difficult for many people to see how these might directly affect them, except perhaps in the distant, distant future. And besides, they're confident that our elected representatives will protect them. But the Earth Charter is here now. It is here in our local communities. The U.S. Conference of Mayors has endorsed it. Schools are adopting it. And this will be accelerating. The Earth Charter threat is immediate, and the targets are intimate. They are personal. The targets are our children, our families, our communities, and our deepest religious convictions. And that is our advantage. People do rise to the occasion, just the instinct for survival when these things are attacked. And once the true agenda of the Earth Charter is understood, it is so blatantly anti-American, anti-family, anti-Christian, and anti-God that this can become the issue to wake the sleeping giant. So let's use it. And with God's help, we'll succeed in this. God bless you.